T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Interesting. We bring in our friend, the Speaker of the House, Joe Arasimowitz. Joe, good morning. We can only talk to you for 3 minutes because anything over than that, we understand the governor's going to tax us for it.
I don't know about that. I heard Semus go on for about 20 yesterday.
She did.
I think we'll be okay.
Yeah. What did you make of this speech? I think a lot of people, and I was frankly surprised by the amount of things that we're going to have taxed now.
Yeah, look, it's the opening salvo. He has to go first. He has to go first when he's not clear what bills are going to come through the General Assembly. The revenue is just estimates. So he's putting ideas on the table, and that's really what it was. I think on first blush, some are like, well, wait a minute. Do we really need that? We need to get the information. We need to have the discussions before we react. So what I'm saying is let's just take a deep breath. Let's let the process play out and see where we land.
All right. So, Joey, take a look at the you take a look at what he proposed. And you're right. There were a lot of things in there. Some things I think were surprising because they were left out. You know, he's kind of ambivalent when it came to sports gambling. Sounds to me like he wants to do it. But you have members of your caucus. For example, your Deputy House Speaker, Robert Godfrey, who comes from Danbury, and he's a member of the Progressive Caucus. And, you know, there were some things he really liked, but he said, wait. Why not more taxes on the state's wealthiest residents? Now, that's going to come up, and will it make it more difficult to, you know, go from here, you know, with the complete support of your caucus?
No, I don't think so. Even the most difficult budget a couple of years ago, ended up getting there even with less numbers. But it is. It's a balance. It's a balance between the conservative caucus, the progressive caucus, the Republicans. The only way we're going to get there is to find a compromise. And every budget is going to have 3 or 4 things in it that we don't like.
Right.
But are we willing to do something for the greater good and vote for the budget? That's going to be the question before every legislator. It can't just be parochial. It can't be just, I believe X and I will not move from that. Other ways we're going to find ourselves going into football season again, trying to negotiate a budget.
And you got a team
and you got issues with that. Two paths to tolling. I like this. The governor talked about the truck only tolling and waiting to see what the suit happens with Rhode Island. But then the modified congestion tolling, it's not every road. It's 84, 91, 95, and 15, which is a reduction by 35% of what the original recommendation was, from 82 gantries to 53.
And it's filled with Connecticut discounts for residents. It's Easy Pass. It's commuter discounts, a discount on your taxes, and even looking at the gas tax. So it does what I've always asked for. It requires the residents of other states that use Connecticut as a pass-through state to pay their fair share for our roads.
And
so I'm very interested in the idea.
And people have to understand, this doesn't start till 2023 at the earliest. So this is
right. This
is 5 years, or this is 4 years away.
Yeah, there's a very long permitting process that has to go through the federal government.
Okay.
Our discounts that we want to offer have to be vetted. So, yeah, it takes a long time, and by then, I don't even know if the gantries look like they look in Massachusetts, though. It may be a single camera on a single pole picking up your transponders.
Yeah. By the way, Joe, in Massachusetts and Maine, I believe, you know, where they're just doing that kind of automated tolling, do they get a discount in Massachusetts, they being residents of the Bay State?
They do. If you buy your Easy Pass in Massachusetts, you get a discount that way, and they have a couple other discounts built in.
What did you think was the most important message that the governor tried to get across yesterday?
Well, it was to me when the line was, if you have disagreements, let's come to the table and let's not go to the camera. And that quickly was lost in folks that are putting out misinformation, $1 billion in new taxes.
Right.
But we got to get back to that. It's not $1 billion in new taxes. Almost half of the taxes are the hospital tax, which is just a continuation of a policy that's in place now. So let's take a deep breath. Let's talk about what we don't like, but come to the table with alternatives. it's very easy to say for all of us, I don't want to pay any more taxes, find the money somewhere else. We tried that. We went 16 months without a budget and fought over $400 million for five of those 16 months. There's no easy money out there. So if you're going to say no, you need to come to the table with an idea and don't just run to the camera to try to win over political points. I guess I'm in a unique position. I did my last election. I'm in it for the state of Connecticut. And right. any idea, I want to hear it, and I'm willing to talk about it.
Hey, Joe, you know, the thing is, there were a lot of people, even on your side of the aisle, who actually, you know, said, hey, by and large, it's okay. When you're talking about things like internet purchases, haircuts, things of that sort, how much money is that going to raise, really?
It really is a small amount when you take them out individually. But what the message from the governor, I believe, he was trying to get at is just the unfairness of the tax system. Why do you pay taxes on a pedicure but not on a haircut? Why do you pay taxes when you buy an album but not when you digital download?
Right.
Let's have a discussion of the fairness of our tax system. I don't think all of those things stay in. He even said it. He says, if you don't like that, sit out with me and let's talk about how it's fair or how it's not fair. And I thought it was an honest budget. He is what he says
yeah.
he is. He
yeah.
right. wants to be an honest. He wants to be an honest broker. Like it or not, let's have some real discussions.
Well, and that's why we have the system that we have, so you can have talks and we can have people come on and discuss it like you did. State Speaker of the House, the Honorable Joe Arosimowicz, head football coach of the Berlin Redcoats.
Congratulations,
yes,
Mr. Speaker.
Made it to the state finals last year. We won't talk about that game. Joe,
another time, Joe.
You know what? Now you got to get now you and your troops have to get together like we talked about when I saw you at the XL Center. Let's change the system on how these teams are bracketed in
there
our state.
Go.
Let's get to see it. You know what? I'm going to say this, though. I'm going to say this. You'll have an easier time convincing Themis and Len on the budget than you will the CIAC to change anything.
Got a challenge there, bud. Full plate. All right. Mr. Speaker, huh?
Oh, I'm used to challenges, and I look forward to it. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. You know,
right.
we would
speak
appreciate
up.
It. Joe, good guy.
We'll talk to Matt Schmidt here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.